Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today, it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the CD Hell Up Coal Holler by fiddler Jerry Milnes and mountain dulcimer master Lorraine Lee Hammond. We heard Sally Coming Through the Rye. Hell Up Coal Holler is on Shanicky Records. This week, we examine the dulcimer. The word dulcimer is derived from the Latin with the word dulce, meaning sweet, and melos, meaning song. Today in folk circles, we think of the mountain dulcimer, which is thought to be from Germany, and the hammer dulcimer, which was developed from the Middle Eastern and Central European instrument called the cimbalon. Neither of these instruments seem to be related, but have become very popular in the U.S. and share some of the same repertoire. In this week's program, we'll hear master players of both instruments, and we'll begin our program with Sally Rogers, one of the first mountain dulcimer players I can remember hearing. We'll open with Jubilee from the Unclaimed Pint on Flying Fish Records, the sweet song of the dulcimer on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Jubilee, live and learn, Jubilee. Thank you.
from my very favorite of John McCutcheon's recordings, Fine Times at Our House. We heard Lonesome John and the title track. That's on Green Haze Records from John McCutcheon. And before that, a man who plays the mountain dulcimer in a very interesting fashion. His name is Ken Bloom, and he plays the bowed dulcimer. And we heard him playing his dulcimer with a bow. We heard Gray Cat on the Tennessee Farm from Ken Bloom, and that's on New Timey Records. And before that, we heard from Ken Kolodner, the master hammer dulcimer player, along with his son Brad on the banjo. And we heard Falls of Richmond from their recording Skipping Rocks, and that's on Fenchurch Records. And we let off that set with Sally Rogers from the Unclaimed Pint and Jubilee. That's on Flying Fish Records from back in 1979. We are listening to the Sweet Song of the Dulcimer this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine. And a lot of us got interested in the dulcimer when Joni Mitchell released her Blue album. Here's Carrie from Joni Mitchell on the Sing Out Radio magazine.
The wind is in from Africa. Last night I couldn't sleep. Oh, you know it sure is hard to leave here, Carrie, but it's really not my home. My fingernails are filthy. I've got beach tar on my feet, and I miss my clean white linen and my fancy French cologne. Oh, Carrie, get out your cage. Soldiers, around for these friends of mine. Let's have another round for the bright red devil who keeps me in this tourist town. Come on, Carrie, get out your cage. And rent me a grand piano and put some flowers round my room. But let's not talk about fare-thee-wells now. The night is a starry dawn, and they're playing that scratchy rock and roll beneath the mantle moon. Come on, Carrie, get out your cage. I couldn't sleep. Oh, you know it sure is hard to leave you, but it's really not my home. Maybe it's been too long a time since I was scrambling down in the street. Now they got me used to that clean white linen and that fancy French cologne. Oh, Carrie, get out your cage.
We will be together when the hands of time stand still. We will be together to go tilting at windmills. And when Don Quixote calls compadres to his side, we will be together for the ride. We will be together at the dawning of the day. We will be together when we are old and gray. And when we go dreaming to join up with Peter Pan, we will be together on the land. They say we are outlaws, that our love is not the norm, that to the social order we are a thunderstorm. Somewhere in the future, when the past is overthrown, we will be together, bone to bone. We will be together in the dark night of the soul. We will be together chasing down a rabbit hole. Yes, and when we go to rescue Alice through the looking glass, we will be together holding fast. We will be together always trying to do good. We will be together playing tricks with Robin Hood. And when we're outnumbered and surrounded by our foes, we will be together with a rose. Sometimes I wonder, is there everlasting life? For I have seen the meekest lamb survive the sharpest knife. It was my good fortune to be shot by Cupid's dart. We will be together, heart to heart. We will be together when the mighty nations fall. We will be together, oh, to hear the white doves call. And when we are playing down on old MacDonald's farm, we will be together, safe from harm. Thank you.
This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1742. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the recording Hell Up Coal Holler by Jerry Milnes and Lorraine Lee Hammond. And we heard an old tune from the Carpenter family in West Virginia, a tune called Shelvin Rock. That's on Shanachie Records. We are listening to the sweet song of the dulcimer this week on The Sing Out Radio Magazine. Before that, we heard from Helicon and their recording The Titan. And once again, we heard the hammered dulcimer of Ken Kolodner with Jerusalem Ridge, my very favorite of Bill Monroe's tunes. The Titan is on Turquoise Records. And before that, David Mazengill, who writes on the dulcimer, writes songs on the dulcimer. And we heard a beautiful song called We Will Be Together. That's the title track of his recording on Gadfly Records from back in 2006, David Mazengill. And before that, we heard from No Strings Attached, featuring the hammered dulcimer of West Chapel and the harmonica of Pete Hastings. And we heard Take Five, Paul Dedsman's classic tune. That's on Turquoise Records. And we let off that set with Joni Mitchell from Blue and Carrie. That's on Reprise from 1971. I've known a lot of dulcimer players in my life, and almost every single one of them cites Gene Ritchie as their major influence. Here's Gene from back in 1957 on a compilation from Elektra Records and her take on Hangman. Here's Gene Ritchie on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Slack up your rope, oh, slack it for a while. I look down yonder and I seen Paul coming. He's walked for a many long mile. Oh, Paul, say, Paul, have you brung me any gold to pay my fee? Or have you walked these many long miles, see me on the hanging tree? No, son, no, son, I ain't brung you no gold for to pay your fee. But I just walked these many long miles, see you on the hanging tree. Hangman, hangman, slack up your rope, oh, slack it for a while. I look down yonder and I seen Ma coming, she's walked for a many long mile. Oh, Ma, say, Ma, have you brung me any gold to pay my fee? Or have you walked these many long miles, see me on the hanging tree? No, son, no, son, ain't brung you no gold for to pay your fee. But I just walked these many long miles, see you on the hanging tree. Hangman, hangman, slack up your rope, oh, slack it for a while. I look down yonder and I seen my true love coming, she's walked for a many long mile. Oh, true love, say, true love, have you brung me any gold to pay my fee? Or have you walked these many long miles, see me on the hanging tree? Yes, love, I brung you some gold for to pay your fee, and I just come for to take you home so we can married be.
goodbye. Don't you cry. This is a leaver's lullaby. If you should wake before I go, just close your eyes and pretend you don't know. Danny left his wife at home and the three kids all alone. He went looking for something he thought he'd lost, and everyone else had to pay the cost. Goodbye, don't you cry. This is Leaver's love. If you should wake before I go, just close your eyes and pretend you don't know. Johnny said that he loved her so. He loved her so much, he had to let her go. He let her touch his body and mind. The next thing you know, he crossed that line. Goodbye, don't you cry. This is Leaver's love. If you should wake before I go, just close your eyes and pretend you don't know. Helen loved George in the golden years. She sat up and wiped away his tears. And deep in the night, George passed away. And Helen woke up just to hear him say, goodbye, don't you cry. This is Leaver's lullaby. If you should wake before I go, just close your eyes and pretend you don't know. Goodbye, don't you cry. This is Leaver's lullaby. If you should wake before I go, just close your eyes and pretend you don't. Thank you.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. We're listening to the sweet song of the dulcimer this week on our program. And we just heard The Bee Eaters, featuring the hammer dulcimer of Simon Christman, and their take on Eleanor Rigby from their self-titled recording from a few years back, The Bee Eaters. And before that, a fellow named John Kay, and his recording is called A Night at the Grind, the Daily Grind Coffee House in Nashville, Indiana. And we heard one of his songs called Lever's Lullaby. That's on Stonehenge Music from John Kay. And before that, from Bill Spence and Fennig's All-Star String Band from the recording Fennig Mania, we heard Cuffy and Sweet Lou featuring Bill on the hammer dulcimer. That's on Front Hall Records. And we let off that set with Jean Ritchie from Elektra from back in 1957 and her take on Hangman, Jean Ritchie. Well, we're going to finish up with a couple of other players. My friend Norm Williams plays with us a lot, my wife and I. And this is his first solo recording. He's joined here on the hammer dulcimer by our good friend Cliff Cole as well. Norm's playing the mountain dulcimer on a sacred harp melody called Beach Spring. Here's Norm Williams on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. That was Les Gallier from the recording with his brother called the Three Wire Choir. Both of them are dulcimer players. And we heard a tune called Catnip Dream. That's on Dancing Thumb Records. And before that, we heard from Norm Williams and his new recording, A Wayfarer. And we heard Beach Spring, an old sacred harp melody. Norm was on the mountain dulcimer, and Cliff Cole was on the hammer dulcimer. That's on Norm's own record label. Hope you've enjoyed our program this week, focusing on the sweet song of the dulcimer. Next week, we'll celebrate Halloween. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1742.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land.